From the spy analyst, the CIA's alien weapon, how UFO files bury Epstein and state secrets. There is a video making the rounds as you read this. No caption, no coordinates, no date stamp anyone can independently confirm. Just grainy frames of orange orbs drifting across a night sky. Not tumbling, not drifting, but moving with what looks like intent. Two semi-transparent, irregularly shaped orange areas that each appear for 2 seconds over Syria in October 2024. The people who released it said almost nothing. No explanation, no denial, no location, just the footage, dropped in front of the public with an implicit shrug. You figure it out. Keep that image in your head. Because by the end of this briefing, you will understand exactly why that clip was never meant to be explained, and precisely who benefits from it staying that way. This is not a story about one country, one agency, or one decade. It stretches from the United States to the Soviet Union, from Belgium to Japan, from China to Iran, and the wider Middle East, because the trick at its center was never regional. It is a pattern in how power everywhere manages what its citizens are allowed to know. Wherever you are reading this from, some version of this has almost certainly played out above your own head, too. And here is what the headlines are not telling you. The same exact mechanism is running again, right now, in real time, and it is burying the one story the global elite actually cannot afford for you to read. Picture 1947, not one country losing its collective mind, four at once. The United States, Belgium, Russia, Japan. Different governments, different languages, the same impossible reports flooding in simultaneously. Over 300 sightings in 6 months. Some witnesses did not just describe lights in the sky. Some described bodies. Then came 1952 and the story stopped being something you could laugh off at a dinner party. Unidentified objects parked themselves over Washington, D.C., the literal seat of American power, for weeks. This was not hearsay. Radar operators tracked it. Cold, physical data sat on government screens, undeniable. The newspapers did not hedge. Saucers swarm over Capitol, the headlines screamed. At that point, the government could not just wave it away, so officials built something formal, Project Blue Book, a 17-year investigation that ran until 1969. The numbers alone are staggering. 12,118 cases examined. Most resolved into ordinary things, weather balloons, aircraft, planets mistaken for something stranger. But 701 cases never resolved. No label, no explanation, just silence sitting where an answer should have been. Here is the detail worth sitting with. That silence was not new and it was not accidental. Even before Blue Book existed, there was already a script, worn smooth from repetition. Weather balloon, bird, planet. Move along, that is not curiosity doing its job, that is institutional self-protection, dressed up as investigation. And it worked, not because anyone solved the mystery, but because nobody ever confirmed anything either way, and eventually the public simply got tired of waiting for a conclusion that was never coming. Boredom finished what silence started. Now, fast forward 79 years, the exact same script is running again. On November 19, 2025, President Trump signed the Epstein Files Transparency Act into law, legislation mandating the Department of Justice to publish all unclassified records, documents, communications, and investigative materials in its possession related to the investigation and prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein. The clock started ticking. The world waited for what was supposed to be the most explosive document dump in modern history. What happened next? On February 20th, 2026, precisely as the Epstein file release was hitting peak public pressure, with survivors running Super Bowl ads demanding truth and the DOJ already missing its legal deadline, Trump announced he would direct the Pentagon to release government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, and unidentified flying objects. UFOs. The Epstein Files Transparency Act was signed into law on November 19, 2025. 3 months later, as the world demanded answers about one of the most powerful pedophile networks in history, The White House suddenly discovered an urgent need to tell us about aliens. That is not a coincidence. That is a schedule. On May 8, 2026, the first tranche of UFO files dropped, 162 newly declassified files from the FBI, Department of Defense, NASA, and State Department, alongside a new online archive at war.gov/UFO. The documents contained eyewitness testimony, photos and reports of sightings of unexplained objects, detailing incidents dating back decades from around the globe. The Pentagon's website received over 1.7 billion hits worldwide within weeks. On May 22, 2026, the second batch followed. On June 12, 2026, the third tranche arrived, 72 files from the FBI, CIA, and Pentagon, including testimony, videos, and artistic depictions. On July 10, 2026, the fourth batch added another 40 files, covering incidents from 1948 through 2025. And the Epstein files? The DOJ identified roughly 6 million pages during its Epstein investigation, but plans to release only about half of those records. Victims are still demanding more. 3 million files remain unpublished. A federal judge had to order the DOJ to release additional records or explain why it could not. The pattern could not be clearer if it had been plotted on a whiteboard in the Pentagon. The UFO files dropped in waves, May 8th, May 22nd, June 12th, July 10th, each one perfectly timed to keep the news cycle spinning on orbs and plasma spheres, while the Epstein story quietly suffocated under the weight of its own complexity. This is not transparency. This is traffic management. This is the moment the entire machine was born. Not a rumor, not campfire folklore. An actual date? An actual name, an actual press release. July 8, 1947. The commanding officer of the Roswell Army Airfield does something no military officer does casually. He issues an official statement announcing that the military has recovered a flying disc. Not a strange light, not an unidentified blip. A disc stated in plain military language, "We found something." The public reaction was not mild. It was combustion. Every major newspaper ran a version of the same headline, "Flying Saucer Recovered." For a few hours, an entire nation existed in a strange, suspended state. Half of it electrified with wonder, half of it frozen in disbelief, almost nobody sure which reaction was the sane one. Imagine reading that headline over breakfast, genuinely uncertain whether you had just watched the world change forever. Then, almost unthinkably, 24 hours later, the Army reversed itself completely. No disc, after all, they said. Just a weather balloon, nothing more. The exact same institution, contradicting its own official statement, inside a single day. Sit with that, because it matters more than the aliens part ever did. That reversal is the moment public trust in official government statements cracked open, not because anyone saw a spacecraft, because people watched their own government lie to their faces twice within one day, and they knew something else was happening underneath it. Roswell was never really about whether the object was alien. It was the moment an entire population learned, in real time, that official statement and the truth were not automatically the same thing. A lesson that has quietly shaped how people read government announcements ever since, worldwide, not just in America. They were right. It just took 47 years to find out what. In 1994, the real story finally surfaced. Project Mogul, a classified Cold War program using high-altitude balloons to detect Soviet nuclear weapons tests from a distance. One of those balloons crashed near Roswell. The wreckage that terrified a nation was not extraterrestrial technology at a